What's billed as the biggest rollout of electric vehicle infrastructure in the world is about to begin in the United States. Urban planners are deciding where to locate more than 11,000 charging stations in 11 major cities. The first mass-market electric cars from Nissan and General Motors go on sale at the end of this year. Last year, the Department of Energy awarded $100 million to an electric transportation research and development firm called ETEC to build electric vehicle charging networks in five American states. Now is when the rubber meets the road, or more precisely, construction begins.
You know, there's a lot of excitement over this.
Rich Feldman is a regional manager for ETEC.
This is going to result in oil savings. There's going to be jobs that come out of this project in terms of people installing the equipment. We're obviously launching a whole new industry here, and there's going to be other spin-offs and economic opportunity.
Feldman is supervising the installation of more than 2,000 electric car chargers in the greater Seattle area in western Washington, and another 2,000 at homes and public places in four Oregon cities.
Shopping, fast food, movie theaters, you know, a variety of places that people think about when they are able to park and leave the vehicle for an hour or two.
Feldman's infrastructure company has partnered with Nissan. The car maker bought lots of ads during the Winter Olympics to promote its forthcoming all-electric model named the Leaf. Nissan is inviting drivers to sign up on its website to be among the first to buy one. Feldman says ETEC hopes to convince a subset of Nissan Leaf buyers to participate in a study. It wants 900 drivers in each state to let researchers from the Idaho National Lab monitor their driving and charging behaviors.
In exchange, they get a free home-based charging station.
Lessons learned about consumer preferences on placement, features, and payment options could guide the eventual national rollout of charging infrastructure. The Nissan Leaf and the plug-in Chevy Volt are supposed to hit U.S. dealerships late this year. They're the first wave of mass-production electric cars. Mark Perry directs product planning for Nissan North America.
So the concern about somebody, if I purchase this vehicle, can I get charging? That's going to be a very, very easy answer here.
Perry says the price of the fully electric Nissan will be announced at the end of this month. Then the company will start taking deposits from consumers. The final price will likely represent a substantial premium over a comparable gasoline-powered compact. The four-door, five-passenger Leaf has a range of about 160 kilometers.
We're going to both sell and lease the entire car, including the battery. There'd been a lot of conversation about the separation of car shell and battery and different approaches. Nissan's still going to explore different business models in other parts of the world, but here in the U.S., definitely an entire transaction, car and battery purchase, or entire lease.
Other companies and countries are trying different business models to lure consumers into electric cars. Denmark is one nation on the cutting edge. I happened to visit there recently and took a look around.
Yeah, it doesn't make a sound. It's on.
And you can just drive.
Okay.
Oh, you have a radio.
Though. I have a radio.
In Copenhagen, hotel owner Kirsten Bruckner acquired two plug-in cars from a specialty car maker in Norway. Because electric cars are so new, she decided to lease instead of buy.
I think the technical development of electric cars will develop a lot over the next years. So I will change this car to a more comfortable car in some years. So therefore, I decided not to buy, but to lease so I can swap it.
A California-based company called Better Place is working with Denmark's biggest utility to build the charging network there. Utility CEO Anders Eldrup says they'll offer a feature not included initially in the U.S., battery swap-out stations.
We are building these switch stations here in Denmark, a number of them, so that when people want to cross the country, then they can very easily and if it works according to the plans, we hope it will, then you can within 3-4 minutes, you can faster than you can put on gasoline on your car, you can switch the battery and get a brand new one which is fully charged and off you go.
When the system starts up next year, Danish electric vehicle drivers will pay a monthly subscription to access the battery charging network. They could also pay by the mile. But will consumers go for any of this? Vehicle researcher Valerie Karplus of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology says the car market is big enough to support numerous niches.
It's going to take consumers some time to sort of sort out how they feel about going to a swap station versus a gas station versus just charging at home. At the same time, I think today's engine, internal combustion engine cars are going to get more and more efficient. And so you may not have to go to the gas station all that often with one of those cars. And so there's going to be, I think, an interesting technology race here.
In Denmark, electric cars are exempt from the world's highest car registration tax. That's a big incentive, along with free parking on Copenhagen streets. Washington State exempts fully electric cars from its sales tax, and Nissan executives recently paid a call on legislators to talk up additional incentives. Free parking came up, along with access to carpool lanes. In Oregon, electric car enthusiasts want that state to increase the tax credit it offers to buyers of alternative fuel vehicles. Similar conversations are happening in government offices in East Asia, Europe, and other U.S. capitals. You can tell many policymakers, as well as drivers, find the prospect of a zero-emissions ride electrifying. For VOA News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Seattle.